Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The I Hate to Cook Book 50th Anniversary Edition by Peg Bracken is a humor-forward American cookbook that doubles as a manifesto for reluctant cooks. First published in the early 1960s and later updated for its anniversary edition, it pushes back against the mid-century expectation that a full, polished dinner should appear nightly, often through the unseen labor of women. Bracken does not promise culinary transformation or gourmet mastery. Instead, she offers quick, practical recipes and shortcuts designed to minimize time, mess, and emotional burden while still producing food people will eat willingly. The book's appeal is as much voice as technique. The instructions are direct, the tone is witty, and the commentary treats kitchen competence as optional rather than moral, alongside simple mains, desserts, and pantry-based solutions. Bracken also provides coping strategies for getting dinner on the table with limited energy, limited interest, and a strong preference for doing something else. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a deliberate rejection of domestic perfectionism. Bracken frames the central problem as cultural, not personal. Many people are pressured to treat cooking as a constant performance of care, skill, and femininity. The book answers that pressure with an alternate standard, dinner that is good enough and achieved with minimal fuss. That stance matters because it changes the emotional experience of feeding oneself or a household. Instead of guilt, the reader is offered permission to be practical and even mildly rebellious. The humor is not decoration but a tool that punctures the seriousness surrounding home cooking, making it easier to abandon unrealistic expectations. In the context of its original era, this approach also functions as a critique of gendered labor, acknowledging that many women had jobs, responsibilities, or simply different interests than nightly kitchen work. The anniversary edition keeps the spirit that made the book a classic you can value eating well without centering your identity on cooking. The result is a cookbook that reads like solidarity for the tired, the busy, and the uninterested. Secondly, speed, simplicity, and the art of getting out of the kitchen. A defining theme is the pursuit of efficiency. Recipes are structured to reduce steps, limit preparation time, and avoid complex techniques. Bracken is less concerned with culinary showmanship than with outcomes, a meal that works with the least possible friction. This emphasis shows up in the overall architecture of the book: familiar dishes, straightforward methods, and a preference for recipes that fit into real life rather than an idealized dinner party. The titles and commentary reinforce the philosophy that cooking is a task to complete, not a hobby that must be loved. That perspective is especially helpful for readers who struggle with time management, decision fatigue, or limited confidence in the kitchen, because it narrows the goal to something achievable. The book also normalizes repetition and routine, suggesting that having a small set of reliable solutions is a strength, not a failure of imagination. By treating speed as a legitimate culinary value, Bracken anticipates the modern focus on weeknight cooking and low-lift meal planning. Thirdly, convenience foods as legitimate tools, not shameful cheats. Bracken embraces the pantry and the supermarket shortcut. Rather than insisting on scratch cooking, she treats convenience products as practical building blocks for meals, reflecting both the mid-century rise of packaged foods and the reality that many households need fast solutions. The book uses these items to reduce labor and to make results more predictable, which is a key advantage for inexperienced cooks. This approach also reveals an important truth about cooking culture. Many rules about what counts as real cooking are social signals rather than necessities. Bracken challenges that hierarchy by focusing on what helps the reader succeed on a weeknight. Some recipes may feel period-specific in their product assumptions, but the underlying strategy translates easily rely on stable pantry items, simplify seasoning decisions, and assemble meals from components that lower the risk of failure. For contemporary readers, the value is not simply copying vintage methods, but learning how to think in shortcuts, selecting tools that match your energy level, and still produce satisfying food. Fourthly, voice-driven instruction humor that also teaches. The book's enduring reputation rests heavily on its voice. Bracken's dry, conversational style makes the cookbook readable even when you are not actively cooking. But the humor is paired with clear, functional instruction, which matters because intimidated cooks often need reassurance as much as they need directions. The tone lowers the stakes, mistakes become survivable, and effort is kept in proportion to reward. This voice-driven method also clarifies priorities. When a recipe is framed as a workaround, the reader learns what can be skipped, what truly matters to the result, and how to recover if something goes slightly wrong. In other words, the comedy often carries practical cues about pacing, attention, and common pitfalls. The result is a book that functions like a friendly, slightly skeptical companion in the kitchen, not a stern authority. That combination helps explain why the cookbook is frequently remembered with affection and why it is sometimes discussed as culturally significant. It validates reluctance while still offering competence. Lastly, a time capsule that still supports modern weeknight needs, even when specific ingredients or references feel rooted in the 1960s. The book's main problems are timeless: how to feed people with limited time, limited enthusiasm, and competing obligations. The anniversary edition underscores the durability of that need, and many readers approach the book as both a practical aid and a piece of social history. Its humor captures a particular era, yet its core promise aligns neatly with contemporary interests such as low-effort dinners, minimal cleanup, and reducing stress around food. The book also stands out as an early example of a cookbook that does not romanticize domestic labor. Instead, it makes room for the idea that a good life might include less cooking, or at least less performing. For modern cooks, this can translate into permission to keep a small menu rotation, use shortcuts strategically, and treat dinner as one part of life rather than the event that organizes everything else. That blend of cultural snapshot and usable mindset is what keeps it relevant. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want dinner solutions without a side of judgment. If you are busy, burnt out, new to cooking, or simply uninterested in treating food preparation as a hobby, Bracken's approach is unusually liberating. The practical benefit is a framework for low-effort meals, simple recipes, predictable methods, and a philosophy that prioritizes getting fed over proving something. The intellectual benefit is the way it reframes cooking as optional labor rather than mandatory virtue, a stance that still resonates because modern life has not become less demanding. Compared with many classic cookbooks that aim for comprehensiveness or culinary authority, the I Hate to Cook book stands out by making attitude part of the toolkit. It is not trying to be the most up-to-date source of technique, and some mid-century reliance on convenience products can feel dated. Yet its larger lesson remains current: design your cooking around your life, not your life around cooking. In a category crowded with aspirational food writing, it offers permission, pragmatism, and laughter, which can be just as valuable as instruction. If you would like to support Peg Bracken, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.